to the mother of Norberto Renteria. I am your son's killer. I am writing to tell you why your son was killed and to ask for your forgiveness. Now, you probably knew that Norberto was in a gang. Mainly, your son sold drugs in the neighborhood and paid a tax to guys above him. He was loyal, and he did everything you would expect a gangbanger to do. But he wasn't violent unless he had to be. So I'm saying that Norberto was a good guy, and he wasn't really meant to get caught up in this life. But he took an oath to be in Las Avenidas for life. A couple months before he got killed, he tried to retire from gangbanging. He stopped selling drugs and he got a job working overnight stock at the Albertsons. At first, he had the permission of the shot caller, the guy in charge of our clique. But after a few months of people talking and some Mexican mafia locked up in a Pelican Bay State Prison sent word that he had to be killed. At that time, I was 18 years old and still caught up in the glamour of the lifestyle. The older guys talked it all up and made it sound like Norberto had done the worst thing you could do. He abandoned his family. They asked who was going to punish him for it. I didn't care about none of that. One man falls, another steps up. And that's how I saw it, and I was ready to jump up before someone else stepped up in my place. I followed your son for a few days until I figured out his routine. He always slept when he got home from work. I decided to do it when he was asleep. At least he wouldn't have to suffer. On the morning I did it, I stepped in dog shit on my way out. I didn't want to give the cops a way to trace me, so I cleaned off my shoes. Why didn't I just change my shoes? I don't know. I spent 15 minutes using a toothpick to scrape the shit out of my shoes. 15 minutes. It took longer to clean my shoe than it did to break in through the back door, creep in the bedroom, cover his face with a pillow, and shoot him twice in the head and once in the heart. That's how it happened. If you don't believe me, I can tell you the underwear he was wearing when I did it. He had on Tecate boxes. The cops can show you pictures, but save yourself for all that. Just believe me. Oh, and speaking of police, you might be tempted to take this letter to them to see if they can trace it to me. And again, save yourself the trouble. I am in prison and I had someone smuggle a letter out to a visitor, and that person was really careful with how they sent it so that it could not be traced. Not for nothing. If it helps, I'm already serving a life sentence for another murder, right? Because inside this place is hell, and I deserve hell. It's not just the walls and the cell and the violence that makes this place hell. The worst part of it is in my head. Not a second goes by that I don't suffer from the pain of my guilt. I can barely sleep, and when I do, I have nightmares about your son. I am asking for your forgiveness for selfish reasons, I know. I don't think I could go on living with this guilt. I don't live. Guilt lives in me and it kills what's left of me. Maybe my guilt is like the grief you feel for your son. Maybe the only way God will release us from what we're feeling is if we come together. I know that sounds crazy, but it might be the only hope either of us has for moving on. I'm going to send someone to you in 2 weeks. If you want to write to me, he'll take the letter from you and bring it to me. If you try anything with the police, he'll know, and you, we both will lose our chance. Please. Anonymous.